is Chairman Brad Holton. I'd like to open the meeting. We have agendized administrative acts for the day, and I would like to consider amending the agenda for a specific action item. Let's have some discussion about that before a motion. Is that okay with everyone?
I'm in favor, Chairman.
I'm good, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so I would make a motion to amend the generalized administrative agenda to include a specific action item, and that would be to consider administrative remand pursuant to our land use / land hearing procedures 01-17-11 sub 2 for Planning and Zoning Commission to consider a substantial new additions, amendments, or modification to the application for the following case. Christensen / NDART for a comprehensive plan amendment and conditional rezone of approximately 151.56 acres from A agricultural to CR-R1 single family residential. Case numbers OR2022-0002 and RZ2022-0002-CR. This is we get our packets and start our research individually as commissioners, and many of the weeks are so tumultuous that we only have the luxury of doing that during the weekend and Monday preceding the days we normally hear these cases on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It became apparent in my mind that there were substantial changes and new additions to the information that the planning and zoning did not have available to it. And I think it's unfair for the public, and it's definitely unfair for this chairman to attempt to direct a public hearing and keep directing people that they can't talk about something that's new and substantial change, even though we are in a public hearing. So I think the best solution to this problem is not to even consider the application coming before us, other than to declare that there are substantive changes, that the PNZ was not available to the PNZ. As a specific example, the traffic study was requested by PNZ, by DSD staff, was not available at their hearing, and has since then become available. That is one example of a specific thing that has substantial change. And so I would like us to discuss this consideration of remanding this back to these two numbers back to PNZ.
Chairman, I have a couple of questions, which is not abnormal for how I operate here, but I would like to ask the Development Services Director, who's here, was the traffic impact study, when was it completed?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I don't have a date that it was completed, okay, per se. It was submitted to my staff on the last day of the 10-day submission hearing.
Okay.
It was not late, but it was at last minute.
So they did not have a chance to review and incorporate the executive summary into their staff report?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct. You got 3 days to go through 300 pages of information. That's a big ask.
Okay.
Because to that point, the staff report had been, you know, fairly completed and it had been reviewed what you were going to hear.
Okay.
From the PNZ Commission, but the staff or the PNZ Commission was specific that they would have liked to see the traffic study prior to them making a decision. So it sounds as you were making that choice for them,
yeah,
giving them a second shot.
So, Chairman, can I ask a question to our legal counsel, who's also in attendance?
Yes.
If If they submitted that on the last day and they were not able to take that into consideration because the staff report was already complete and the evaluation of that would have pushed it out, is the board able to hear a case just based on the same information that was provided to the planning and zoning, or how do we do that? We've been pretty clear in our ordinance on the submission of information for review that's fair to the board and the public.
Madam Commissioner, Chairman Holden, so I think on this one, the timing of this is probably what's going to control that question. If the information was late for your hearing, and it sounds like it was on time, just not enough time to process, you could exclude that information if it was late. And I think this one is, though, this is more set up for your land use and hearing procedure ordinance that we've made some modifications to in the last few years for these types of situations where this case has changed or has different information than what was originally presented to the P&Z. And so the P&Z recommendation really isn't relevant or doesn't have all the information for your decision. You don't know what the P&Z would decide with the new information. And so that's the question here, I think. Not whether we exclude that traffic study, but whether they have what they need for their hearing today. And so I think, no, I don't think we have a procedure that would allow us to go forward and to cut off information after the P&Z case. I think the remedy that we've, or the tool we've given ourselves is the remand instead.
Okay, and not just a, can you talk about the difference, and I understand what the difference is, but remand versus denial, because the information either rendered the application incomplete, we have a posture that we're not accepting incomplete applications, or if there's other substantive changes that we're not aware of, what's the in the best interest of the public and for the applicant?
Thanks, Commissioner Van Beek, for the question. I think that this remand process was created. There's a couple of ways that these cases are handled throughout the state. The Canyon County historically has used the process where the Planning and Zoning Commission makes a recommendation, and then the board hears everything fresh, particularly with like conditional use permits. Some agencies have the Planning and Zoning Commission make a decision, and then the Board of County Commissioners or the City Council will just review their decision. And so that's a de novo hearing versus an appeal review to see if there was errors in the decision. So we've got the de novo hearing procedure, and I think what the board has done to make this fair and to get the value out of the Planning and Zoning Commission's review is to have that planning and zoning review be as complete of a picture as possible before they render a recommendation or a decision to the board to hear, so that it's, one, you're not duplicating the procedures. You're not encouraging people to take a shot at P&Z and then hear all the criticisms and then come back with a whole different proposal before the board. You know, this will have the P&Z, which is the their representatives of the public by geographic area. Let them vet this out and give a recommendation to you that is based on what you're going to hear and not, you know, what they heard 6 months ago.
Okay, so I'm going to say that back. The right process that we have precedent for is to remand rather than deny.
Right. You would need to go through a full hearing procedure to deny. And so I think we're at a point where the question is not whether we exclude evidence. The question is, are they provided enough new information where it's substantial, where it needs a clean look from the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Commissioner Ricks, you okay?
Mr. Chairman, I'm
good to either move forward and hear the application tomorrow, or I'm open to remanding as well based on the information provided.
Okay. All right.
All right. With that, I would make a motion that we remand case number OR2022-0002 and RZ2022-0002-CR back to planning and zoning for them to hear the case with the substantial new information.
Mr. Chairman, before I second that, did we actually officially amend the agenda? I don't think we did that.
Good
that's
point.
That's what I was asking.
My motion, I would officially make a motion that we amend the agenda to what I had delineated earlier as the action item.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to amend the agenda for the action item. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So back to the actual action that we're going to be taking. I would make a motion that we remand case number OR2022-0002 and RZ2022-0002-CR back to planning and zoning in light of the substantial new information that has been handed in since their hearing.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Being that there's none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. And if our staff would put that up on the public agenda, that has been vacated and remanded back to PNC. All right.
We will let the applicant know as well.
On yours too? Okay, perfect. All right, sounds good. Is there any other administrative things that we want to take up while we're on a public record, other than stuff we normally take care of as administrative?
I don't think I have anything.
I'd make a motion that we adjourn at this point.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thanks.